Today on the Game Boys, Nintendo directly shits the bed. Tune in. Hey guys, welcome back for another episode of the old Game Boys podcast. I'm Pat, and I'm here with Bobo.
Hey guys, I'm Bobo.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a... What have you been up to, man? We got our swole on today.
We did get our swole on.
You hit it out of the park, man.
You more than me. I've been slacking, so... Just need to get my schedule back in order, but... I feel good. At least this whole meeting up once a week thing is really what has completely prevented me from completely fucking this up.
Yeah.
So I'm at least thankful that we have this, because I always think about, oh, we have this gym day coming up. Crap, I haven't done anything. So it usually whips me into shape a little bit.
So would you say that I am the main reason why you're successful?
I don't think you're definitely a main component.
Okay. To it, all right. I'll take that.
But it definitely, because.
Would you say that you owe your, all your strength to me?
I wouldn't say all my strength.
Okay. All right.
So you can take partial credit in my strength gains.
I'll take that.
Whatever you need, man.
Okay.
So, no, it's been good. How you feeling? Are you enjoying the workouts? Has it been fun?
Is this a workout podcast now?
I don't know, man. I mean, we talk about whatever.
I mean, yeah, I go to the gym. I lift pounds. I swell up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Do you find yourself wanting to talk about it more, or are you just still pretty... Because, like, a lot of the... As you and I have been working out in fitness more, we've been noticing things that we thought were weird, and then as we work out more, oh, okay, I guess there is a reason for this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would feel like talking about it more, but...
That was mostly a joke, just because people love to talk about themselves working out, but...
Yeah, I mean, I might go on a tangent with, like, a friend occasionally, but when they ask me how it's going, but... Typically, I don't like to really talk about it because I find it to be pretty unfulfilling because nobody cares.
Yeah.
If they're not already working out, they don't want to hear about it because it's just reminding them that they're not working out.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty similar to my Japanese language study because I'll want to talk about it. But if someone's not learning any foreign language or anything, they just look you with a blank stare and it's just not interesting to them.
Right,
and you feel like you're just boasting about something you're doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I started with the old Wii Fit. This is a video game podcast, so yeah, I think that's probably a good starting point for everyone out there.
Did you really?
No. I'm just trying to re-rail this onto video games. Yeah, so I'm still playing Persona. Oh, I hacked my PSP.
Ooh.
Yeah, played a little bit of my...
Was it not already hacked?
No, because I just got it, remember?
Oh, okay.
I got it from my brother, and
yeah,
it's that 3000 model with that video out.
3000, that's like the thin...
That's a thinner one, yeah. That was great, because the battery was no good on it, and they're not the same battery, so I couldn't just swap it out with my old one. So
that was great.
That was nice. I had to order a cheap, shitty Chinese knockoff battery.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be great.
Yeah, and... So, been messing around with that. I re-updated my hacked 3DS and played a little bit of WarioWare Gold yesterday.
I want to do that, but I can't do it until another update comes out. Because right now, you can do it with any...
I think you have to be a hard mod, though, for later ones.
You can do it with a flash cart.
Yeah, but it's really expensive, right?
Yes, they're like $20-$30, and apparently there's flash carts out there where...
Oh, that's not expensive.
Well, not like really expensive, but it depends. But there are flash carts out there that actually have like a ticking time bomb in them.
Okay, so it's like Inspector Gadget?
Kinda. Not like a literal ticking time bomb where it just, after a certain date, and there's ways around it, but I don't know, I need to do more research in it. I probably sound like an idiot to anyone out there who actually knows about this, but...
Yeah, so I updated mine, And, I've been playing WarioWare a little bit, I'm going on a trip soon, so there's going to be another multi-week hiatus here. And me and my wife want to play WarioWare together while we're on the plane and whatnot. So that should be fun. And yeah, so I played that a bit. And then I have been playing a little bit of Animal Crossing, New Leaf. I'm back on my town.
Really? Yeah.
Mayor Pat is back.
I debated on going back into it. If you're getting back into it, I'll do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I never fully finished the game.
Finish Animal Crossing.
Sure, but I never fully updated my house and all that stuff. Okay. So I'm like, all right, let me just get back into it.
Are you literally just going back to where you were?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not
I have
restarting?
My same town and stuff.
Oh, okay. I probably will have to restart.
Why?
I think, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I've restarted a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh man, you know what would be cool is if I somehow still had the memory card for my original Animal Crossing GameCube. I've actually debated hooking up the GameCube in the living room and playing the original Animal Crossing again, but I feel like it'd just be so dated that because it's like, you know, they're like tiles, so it's like slow, and I just feel like I probably should just stick with the 3DS one.
You're probably right, but it is fun revisiting it. I revisited it like a couple years ago for a couple months I was playing it.
So,
Persona, still enjoying that?
Still good. I haven't really played it much this week. I've just been busy, and it's, you know, it's one of those games where, like, you can't just, like, pop in for a few minutes. I mean, you can, but it's just, it's not a game mentally where I want to have, like, a full night open to it.
Yeah.
So, and then, and I went and saw a remastered Dragon Ball Z movie in the theaters. There was a special Fathom event for that yesterday and tomorrow for Legendary Super Saiyan Broly.
So we both saw some remastered anime. I saw Perfect Blue in theaters, which had its own re-release.
Was
it
perfect?
Pretty close. I liked it a lot. Like, that actually, if I just thought of my, like, I was a film major at one point, and I would have, 18-year-old film snob me would have ate the shit out of this movie. Like, it's just,
directed by Satoshi Kon.
Yep.
And he was the director of Tokyo Godfathers and another one of my favorite movies, which is Paprika.
Paprika. I have not seen either of these movies.
We were supposed to watch that today.
Oh, I didn't know we were supposed to watch today.
But then you stabbed me in the back. And you picked up a shift at work.
I did not pick up a shift. I switched because I also went to a concert last night.
Oh, okay.
Nerd themed concert. Professor Shy Guy had his birthday bash at the Geek Easy, one of Pat's favorite joints.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And one of the primary reasons we're there is that Lars and I are both big fans of Crunkwitch, which they had a short set at the Kitty. I mean, I love them, but it was a very short.
How short are we talking here?
Maybe 30 minutes tops.
Ugh.
Yeah. So it was.
Did you get crunk?
Did we get crunk? A little bit. I don't really drink too often, so 3 beers is actually pretty crunk for me.
Okay.
So I'm not like stumbling, but 3 beers, I feel pretty good.
Yeah. You feel really good if you put them in your butt.
I haven't tried that before. Do I just, like, put a tube in there and just
I think
pour
if you
it
just
in?
Put the mouth of the bottle in there.
I need a buddy for that, then, I guess.
You just put the index and thumb in there and spread it open and then put the mouth of the bottle in there.
Oh, boy. All right, well.
So,
probably, let's move on.
Okay.
No, game-wise, I finished Theme Bullied Park. And I want to start Persona, but like you said, I want to wait until I have a free night available. I've been sleeping like shit, so maybe I should just play that.
Yeah, just stop sleeping and
play
that.
Stop sleeping and play that, because I'm pretty bad at sleeping right now. So maybe I'll just try that out. And in bed, because I like to play my Switch in bed sometimes, so I've been playing Doom since I never went through it.
That game really just lulls me to sleep. That's I see now why you might have problems sleeping.
I played it for a little bit, and then I tried to sleep. Anyways, that's my gaming-wise. Nimbleweed Park was really good. I already pretty much summarized it last podcast, so I won't bore people with that.
Good.
But, yeah, good stuff. All right, let's get right into the meat here of the podcast, which is
I got
Nintendo.
A New York Strip cooking downstairs.
There is a New York Strip, but I'm talking more about Nintendo meat, which they had there. don't know if you remember this or not, but less than a week ago, there was a Nintendo Direct.
Right, right.
And they gave us a whole lot of something.
So,
with this... Okay,
here's
so,
the thing. Yeah, right, so, off the bat...
Let's get into it.
I do think it's being misrepresented. I don't think it was a total dud.
No.
It's... The issue is that... That this was supposed to be the Direct where they laid out their online plans and stuff. And,
That they laid was it out all right.
So we'll get there. We'll just go down in order here.
Yeah.
First, right off the bat,
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Luigi's Mansion 3rd.
Just skip that 3DS one.
So,
there.
Yeah. I actually have it downloaded to play on my trip
there
if
you go.
I get to it. I don't know. So, yeah, Luigi's Mansion 3. Are you hype?
I'm something. It's,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... When I saw it, cool. That's
yeah,
pretty much
exactly.
all I'm at with it. Like, will I play it? Yes. Am I... Oh, my God. Not really. But it's a good game. It's just that the second one didn't really wow me that much. Like, I played through, like, halfway through it, and mm-hmm. it just didn't have the same effect that the GameCube one had on me.
Right.
So that's where I'm at with it. If they can... If this was definitely just a teaser and reveal, maybe they'll show something in an upcoming trailer that will really get me, oh, wow, that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, that's a really cool game.
That's a really cool game.
So, yeah, I'm not the biggest Luigi's Mansion fan, but they're good games. I'll play them.
You going to get 3DS one? The port of the first one?
I mean, if it was out today, I would to play on my trip.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion. That's it's a pretty big title. It's about time they made another console. It's been since the GameCube, so it's
yeah,
just definitely
the,
earned
not
its
the downplay
spot.
At all. It's just one of those things where it's just
me personally. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan, yeah. And I don't know why, because I'm a big like Ghostbusters fan and stuff, and it's basically Ghostbusters.
Well, I think the reason you and I aren't huge fans of it is that you and I really like survival horror games.
Yeah.
And it's kind of it really is kind of a watered down survival horror when you really think about it.
Sure. So, yeah, that was neat. There was a and then so after Luigi's Mansion, they opened up with 3DS updates. We got they talked about the Luigi's Mansion port coming, and it was weird because it was like, if you both have the game, you can play co-op, but like Luigi was like this weird like
green blob.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on there. It was almost kind of embarrassing.
I didn't know what I was looking at. I kind of just zoned out during that part.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real, we zoned out on the 3DS part in general.
Yeah,
this is the biggest 3DS update they had, was Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn is coming to 3DS. It's a port of the Wii game. Did you play the Wii game?
Yeah.
Snooze Fest.
Yeah, it was pretty whatever.
I'm pretty sure that was one of the first games, first party Nintendo games, where they started doing that thing where it was like, you can't lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you fall into a pit, you just come back out of it. Like, that's around that time when they started doing that stuff. And that was, the game was, had an amazing art style. And I, like, it was cool for, like, the first half hour to an hour. But it just got so boring because it was just, it required no skill. It was just mindlessly walking from left to right. And I played it co-op with our buddy Austin when it first came out. And, we had about an hour's worth of fun, and then I never touched it again. And that's the 3DS updates. I mean, there was a couple.
Hey,
other
at least
things
they wrapped it up pretty quick. They
that
they,
was very
they,
thankful.
They
for
got
that.
Into it and they were like, "All right, cool,
yeah.
That's it."
Yeah, I was really thankful for that. I thought that was good. When I saw that it was like 5 minutes in and they were wrapping up, I'm like, "Great, perfect."
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing here.
Yeah,
like they can't just pretend like they're never releasing a 3DS game again, but at the same time, they're like, this is clearly not our
priority. The people who are keeping up with these directs aren't really the people who are hoping for giant 3DS announcements.
Right. So, we got a big Big Splatoon update coming.
Yeah,
Splatoon
version 4 update.
I've heard some rumors that it's a battle royale.
I mean, there's a lot of rumors about that, but there's nothing that's been backing that rumor up.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, some people were saying that, like, in the trailer that they showed, it was kind of, like,
well, the update already came out, so I don't
think. Oh, did it?
Yeah. It's already out. So.
Man, I'm not a real gamer. I don't know what's going on here.
Version 4 is out. It's just really a big. They at least. All the important things about it to Splatoon fans, they just posted the link, and then I went on there and looked it up. They fixed Splatfest. Also, Splatfest is going to have a different, like a normal mode and a pro mode now. And what that means is that one aspect of Splatfest, the great part that I'm happy about is that now you don't have to have a full team of four people when a Splatfest is going on. You and I can go, oh, you and I are team whatever, Pikachu.
Thank God.
Then you and I can jump in together. And we don't have to form a whole team.
That was so shit.
Yeah, it's still kind of shitty, but at least that aspect of it's fixed. Because Lars and I, in a recent Splatfest, we couldn't play together, and I completely forgot that was a thing.
I would love to play more Splatoon, but all my friends are asshole degenerates who only play in the middle of the night. So
right.
So every time I'm sitting around, like, I'd like to play some Splatoon right now. It's just like, nope.
Sorry, man. We'll work on that. But the cool thing about the pro mode is that it seems like more... I won't bore people with the details, but if you read up on it, it seems like more... It's giving people more bonus points for the actual paint covered in the Turf Wars. So that means that when it comes to Splatfest, which side wins, a lot more of it is going to be decided on how much actual ground was covered. Because back then it was popularity... How many percentage of single queue was won, and how many team queue was won, and that's what decided everything. And you'd have these really close, like 49 to like 51%. So now they're adding another element into that recipe to make it that people will get additional bonus points in those pro modes for how much paint they actually cover in the map. So it's looking like the more skilled players you have within a team, the more likely that team's going to win. Not just completely based on the actual victories themselves.
Okay, that's
so,
pretty neat.
It's neat, and the thing they highlighted in the direct was the new costumes and everything, and just blah blah blah. That's,
yeah,
you know,
still no skimpy outfits for the Squidling girls.
They're pretty skimpy. Like the
need to get Atlas running.
The Octoling costumes are pretty skimpy, and I mean, people argue that because they like show their hips and stuff and belly.
Well, we need to get Atlas running on this game and.
They're supposed to be like kids. I don't want them in skimpy outfits.
So all right. Well, next up we got a new update for Mario Tennis. Don't care.
Pretty much where I when they showed it off, I like Birdo. So I saw that and went, okay, wish I liked this game. Yeah. That's pretty much all I thought about.
I mean,
it.
I'm sure it's a fun game, but I ain't paying no 60 smackers for it.
No, and it's just not a great tennis game is the issue. It's more of a battle game.
Really.
But it's not a bad game. It's just
this was a bizarre announcement they made. Mega Man 11 coming to the Switch. Like pre-orders for the Switch version have been open for several months.
I don't know.
When they announced the game was coming at like E3 or maybe it was before E3, they announced that Mega Man 11 was in development. They said it was coming to the Switch. This isn't news at all.
Yeah, just a new trailer.
But they pretended like it was new news.
Oh.
This was pretty neat, and I just about shit my pants because I thought they were teasing something, and they didn't, which was the Capcom Arcade Beat-em-up Classics set. It's got seven arcade beat-em-up games from Capcom from the CPS2 era, mid-90s. Basically, the golden age of beat-em-ups.
I'm actually pretty excited about this announcement.
So, several of them have been... Two of them have never been released. And so, when they said that, when they were like, oh, and we've got these two games that have never been released before on a console, I just about shit my pants because I thought they were going to announce Alien vs. Predator as one of the games.
Yeah, that would have been pretty epic. That's not ever going to happen.
Well, because that is the epitome of... arcade game that's never been released, and everyone always brings that game up every time. We're just like, we don't have the console release of Alien vs. Predator, and it's one of the best beat 'em up of all time. And the issue is the licensing rights.
Yeah,
it's just so much shit to deal with. Yeah.
Of licensing.
You got to deal with Fox. You got to deal with Disney. You're like, you got to deal with the people who own Alien, the people who own Predator. Like, so yeah, it's a huge clusterfuck. My top three arcade games of all time. My favorite beat 'em up of all time. But these games run on the same engine as that. They're just reskinned, basically. They're similar games. This looks like a really neat collection. Yeah. This is probably something I'll pick up.
I'll get it. I don't know if it's gonna have like any physical release at all. It seems like it's just an eShop exclusive, but
yeah, it does.
So it does have a physical?
No, it seems like it's an eShop exclusive. Yeah. Okay, here's the real stinker of the announcements, I thought. New Super Mario Brothers U.
Oh my god. I remember just facepalming and going, why is this rumor true?
Everyone knew it was coming eventually. And you know why? It's because it's the easy one. Literally, they just took it and slapped a new character in there and put it on the Switch. That was it. All they had to do. I think it's a huge miss. I don't think this is going to probably sell that well. I think it'll be like little kids will get it for Christmas and stuff. The only reason it sold well at all on the Wii U is because it was like the only game for the first 6 months.
It was a rush game too. Like
it's not good.
It's not good. It's the weakest of all the new Super Mario Brothers games.
They really missed an opportunity here. If you're going to re-release a Wii U Mario game, it should have been 3D World.
Yeah, that's exactly what was in
my
mind.
I would have bought that day one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the main reason why that and Pikmin 3 are the main reason why I bought the Wii U.
I'm okay with the Switch becoming like a port machine, but let's get the
release the best ports
first. Let's get the good ones first, and then we can worry about the garbage later.
Right. Yeah. So this was just a head scratch. That was such a head scratch for me.
Do you know how much it's going to cost? Have they announced that?
I think it's $50.
$50.
Yeah, I don't know. It's trash. I hate that game. It's just so. I hate the art style. I don't like any of those games. Those new Super Mario. Like I like the first one for DS. Back when it was a novelty, and it was like, oh, a new 2D Mario game. Like, hasn't been one of those in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was neat. Like, they had the Super Mushroom where you just demolish the whole level or whatever. It was fine for a DS game. I'm like, great. But for a launch title for the Wii U, and then now, like, in the first couple of years of the Switch, that's what you decide to, you know, plant your flag on. It's like, come on. Those games suck.
When are they releasing that one? Did they say
January 11th? So it's coming soon. I really, really just wish it was Mario 3D World.
Yeah. It's coming, but why did they? I don't know.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think it might be too much trouble.
It'd be awesome if we got like a Mario 3D Land and 3D World compilation.
I think about that all the time. I just daydream and I say, man, why isn't there a compilation of 3D Land and 3D World?
Both great games.
Yeah. I actually might like 3D Land better. I'm not sure. They're both great, though. Here's a big one for us. Remaster of Katamari Damacy.
I was really happy about that.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I was especially... Well, when they first came up with the title card, I was just like, another shitty... Katamari sequel.
No, that's exactly what's going through my mind. Yeah, because all the like the 360 ones and all the sequels have been not good at this point.
Have you played the Vita one?
No, I haven't. I haven't touched it yet.
No, you should sell it to me. Though.
You know what? I don't own it yet. That's why I don't have. I touch my Katamari, something like that. Touch my Katamari.
I'd rather
something
not.
Like that. You want to touch it? So I don't know. And I have you heard anything about that one?
No, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, well, there's only so much you can do with Katamari Damacy,
sure.
And they did what they could do in the first two games.
Yeah,
that's all. I've always felt about it.
You could do like a microscopic Katamari Damacy, and it's just like weird, like microbes, and then you just keep rolling it up until you're like rolling up ants.
This
and
is
stuff.
My point, though. At the end of the day, it's just the same. You're just rolling crap. So just the two games did it best. Leave it at that. So I was happy. The only thing is, I'm happy about it, but. For an old game like that, I believe in compilations. I wish that it was both
the first two
would have been the best. But whatever.
But yeah, this is great, exciting news for me.
Yeah.
Especially the co-op version, because this is one of those games that, like, my wife really likes.
Yeah.
So, this is a game that we could play together easily.
That was the first game in a long time. Well, I think actually ever, Katamari Damacy was, like, the first game where I put it into a system, sat down on the couch, and then, like, 5-6 hours passed, and I beat the game.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't put it down.
It's a really fun game. You know, it's... Everyone remembers something about that game, and for me, it was, like, the last level when you're, like, rolling up the clouds and the rainbows and stuff.
And you start off really small, just, like, all levels, and you... Yep.
So, and it's just such a fun game. It's got such a unique sense of humor and stuff, so...
That soundtrack, though.
Yeah, it's great. They just released that on vinyl.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was tempted. So... let's see. They announced officially the Pokemon Switch bundle. Pretty adorable.
It's pretty cute. I like the Joy-Cons.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. I mean, it scares me because of the future possibilities. Like, because I'm not even a big Pokemon fan, and I'm like, man, that Switch bundle is really nice. I'm terrified of what happens if they release, like,
an just, Animal
like,
Crossing
one after another. Yeah, well, you got an Animal Crossing one, and then maybe release, you know... Who knows? Who knows? It's a possibility.
Who knows? Who knows? They could release anything.
A Zelda one.
They could release a hentai one.
Yeah. So, I'll be all over that one. Literally. Get to drill a hole in that Joy-Con.
Oh, my God.
Diablo 3. I don't like Diablo.
I'm excited. Well, not like, woo, but I might pick it up.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I liked Diablo growing up as a kid, so...
Therefore, it must be good.
Well, that's why I have an interest in it. But I don't know if I'll pick it up for the full price it comes out at. But yeah, I'm excited. I hope it's successful because Blizzard is, I think they're toying with the idea of Overwatch.
Yeah,
happening. If Overwatch happens on Switch, I'm most definitely picking that up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big Diablo fan, although I did play a lot of 1, and I just trolled people. Had like hack tools that would I would like go into servers and you could like just press a button and everyone's stuff would fall out of their pockets.
So, like, and scrambling, just, trying to pick it up.
No, you just go pick it up and then leave the server.
Great.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I did that with I killed people on Fantasy Star Online. I got hold of like a hacked like spells and stuff. Like, it was a cure, but it would just, instead of healing people, it would minus their health instead. So you would just kill everybody and then just take their stuff.
Bye-bye.
And they disconnect. They were screwed because they you can't just, like, turn your system off.
Right.
If you turn your system off, then you lose your save.
Yeah, so fun times. Here's a game that's really starting to surprise me. I think I might buy this, like, first day. Super Mario Party.
You know, I'm happy to hear you say that because I watched it and went, you know what? This is looking more and more like it actually could be good.
I don't care about Mario Party at all, and they've been garbage for so long.
Right.
I mean, we're talking the last 8-9 installments have been absolute trash.
I hold to this day that the series was only good with part 1 and 2.
So here's what sold me on this one. This isn't just button tapping shit. There's that mini game. The moment where I was like, this looks fun, is the, like, one where you're using the Joy-Con to, like, flip in the frying pan,
mm-hmm.
and you're, like, trying to saute butter or, like, trying to saute something, and it's, like, sliding around in the pan. You have to, like, flip it and stuff. That, combined with the board game aspect of it and the co-op mode and just... I was looking at it, I'm like, this is a game that I could get, and it will probably get so much use at, like, parties and stuff like that. It really does look like a lot of fun, and, yeah, I'm not a big Mario Party fan, but every time I see that game, the more they show of it, the better it looks.
Yeah.
And it just looks fun. Like, there's just not much else to say about it other than when I see footage from it, I'm like, this looks fun.
The board game element popped up, and I went, oh, wow, okay, they're actually, like, listening to feedback.
Yeah, so. And I used to play games like that. It's an awful game, but we used to play a lot of Sonic Shuffle.
I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah, awful game. But for whatever reason, we played it a lot. And Yeah, so, and my friends were really obsessed with this other shitty board game, video game called Dokapon Kingdom.
I didn't play that one.
For the PS2, it's awful. Anyway, yeah, so, it looks fun. It looks fun, and that comes out, I think, next week.
Really?
It comes out soon. Very, oh, very soon.
All right, well, if you pick it up,
let me see here.
I'll see how yours is.
Super Mario Party.
Wasn't it like October or something like that?
Oh, and it's October 5th.
Yeah.
So I'll be out of the country. So it's not going to be a day one. But if it was before I was going on that trip, I definitely would have grabbed me a copy of that to play. Oh, wait, I'm not bringing my Switch because Europe's a shithole now. But,
moving on.
Moving on. So yeah, what's your thoughts on that Mario Party though? You're actually a big Mario Party fan.
Well, like as I said, I love Mario 1 and 2 like to death. Like Mario Party 2 is like actually like probably like in my top 10 of video games. Like I love that video game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still skeptical about it because I've tried out every one that
they're
comes out.
Never
I
good.
Try them out and they're just horrible.
Yeah.
Complete chance based, and one of the biggest elements that was a problem in Mario Party, the newer ones, is that in 1 and 2, if you were there was a chance aspect to it, but if you were good, you probably were going to win.
Yeah.
And I liked that. But there was still enough chance where you could kind of get trolled or great pleasured pretty mm-hmm. hard in the game, which made Mario Party Mario Party. But the problem in the newer ones was that they really put that to such a high level that you roll a dice, blam, oh, you win 5 stars. And yeah. Like they just did stuff like that constantly. And opportunities like that were rare in the first two ones. So that's why I'm still skeptical, because I feel like those are game breaking things.
It doesn't look that way. I mean, the mini games look pretty skill heavy.
Right. Like, if the minigames are fun and they at least tone that down, I understand that they want to create that atmosphere where anybody feels like they have a chance to win.
Right.
That's what makes them fun. But they went overboard in the newer one. So I just hope that they at least tone that down.
Okay.
But
hopefully.
Yeah. That's I'm optimistically skeptical right now.
Okay.
So
let's see. Cautious. Game Freak announced a new RPG called Town.
Yeah, whatever.
They're like, let's be real here. Anyone listening out there, I understand the appeal of Pokemon. They're not good RPGs. Like, they're not. So, and Bowman's shaking his head, agreeing. So, yeah, I understand the appeal of Pokemon, and I'm not saying that I don't like any Pokemon games, but they're not good RPGs. So, coming from that, I'm like, okay, so a maker who makes crappy RPGs for like little kids is making a new game, big deal.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it'll be good, but right now I don't have a high hope for it. And also I wasn't a big fan of the like art style. Looked very, it looked like an upscaled 3DS game.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
City Skyline. Never played it, but I understand. I hear it's almost like a more deep SimCity.
Yeah, I was scratching my head during that one.
Yeah?
Because I guess I'm just not familiar with the series at all. Okay. And
it's like SimCity.
Yeah.
And then they announced Civ 6, which we talked about last week. Looks awesome. This Daemon X Machina. They showed it off at
E3. The mech game?
Yeah, they showed it off at E3, and I went, okay. And after this footage that they showed this time, I'm like, all right, it's looking pretty good. I'm going to pay closer attention to it now. Don't know if it's going to be like a, you know, first day purchase for me or whatever, but it looks interesting.
Yeah, it looks like your typical robot action arcade game that are really popular in Japan right now.
Right. Now, I talked about this last week, but we didn't have any news on it. Yoshi's Crafted World, they showed off a big, long trailer on that, and then they talked about some of the features that's coming. Looks pretty neat.
Yeah.
Only thing I'm worried about is that these Yoshi games are always really easy, and I don't see the point of a platformer that's really easy. But art style wise, looks amazing. The things they're doing with the art style combined with the gameplay mechanics and the choices and like how you can go backwards through the stage and you see behind all the crafted stuff and it's like changes the level basically. Mm-hmm. That seems really cool.
Yeah. No, I will buy Yoshi. I mean, they've already convinced me. I'm going to get this game. But
really?
I'll get it. I'm like you where I'm...
Might not pay $60 for it.
Might not pay $60 and just, the difficulty level. Because I don't mind an easy platformer, but sometimes, like you said, they make them too easy where it's just, okay, this is getting boring now.
Yeah, Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Yeah.
I might not pay $60 for it, but like... with the Yoshi's Woolly World, I waited till I could get it for like 20 or 30 bucks.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. This tabletop gaming thing.
What do you think about this? You didn't really say anything when I talked to you about it.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I could see it being valuable on a plane or something.
Yeah.
On a bus, on a train, or just like while you're waiting somewhere. We used to go to when we went to Retropalooza and it was in the convention center, we spent a lot of time like sitting at tables and stuff. Would have been perfect for that.
Yeah.
It
is pretty situational though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not going to, play it at home where I have the room and the space and the stuff to just set up the game normally.
You can't be holding the cards and having them. But I think it's a really cool idea.
They should combine it with smartphone functionality so you could use your smartphone to, like, look at your own personal stuff.
I was trying to think of a way... Yeah, that is a good point, because I remember looking at it, and I'm just thinking, I don't know, man. I mean, a bunch of people crowding around this tiny screen on the table, that might get exhausting.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it is. None of the stuff they announced... I own 2 out of 3 of the games. No, I own all 3 of them.
I didn't care about any of the games I showed off.
I own all 3 of the games. So.
I was just happy that they said that they're looking more into this. So I just Glory
to Rome. It's a day one purchase for me.
Glory to Rome
for sure. You know that game is up to like $400, and that's if you can even find it. It's not even there's not even a single listing on eBay for it.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's even harder to find now. So, let's see. At Starlink Battle for Atlas, I could not be less enthusiastic about this game. I don't get it. I really don't get it. What is it? It's just a space shooter.
Yeah.
And it just looks like the most generic spaceship game.
It's just
game
the space shooters
ever.
That are famous for the toys, basically, right? That's the whole stick of that.
Mm-hmm. You, like, buy a toy-to-life thing, and it hooks onto the controller.
Yeah, it's just one of those, and it's a slap in the face because everything that's... Because it's cool seeing Star Fox, but we just, like, can never get a good Star Fox game ever again. It's just never going to happen.
Yeah. Smash Brothers Bundle. It's coming, strangely enough, it's coming a month before
the
game comes
out. Yeah, it was confusing because
November 5th.
And I wasn't the only one. A lot of people were just, oh, so if I buy this, then I get to play Smash Brothers early?
No,
you get the download code, and you can download it when it comes out.
Well, you can put in the code,
and then you have
as soon as you get it, and it pre-orders it. Yeah,
yeah.
You know what? This is really not a great bundle.
No, it's pretty boring. I thought it was funny
when it showed the Pokemon one was so much better.
I thought it was funny when they showed the Joy-Cons, and they're like, shh, and they put like one little design
There's
on
just
it.
A line.
And, yeah, they put
Joy-Con.
A line through it. Ooh.
Well, because like the Pokemon Switch. On the back of the actual console, the plastic is, like, patterned with Pokemon and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't anything. They didn't do anything to the actual console. The Joy-Cons look cheap and crappy, like, the design. And it's just the dock. And I'm thinking to myself, because I'm a big Smash Brothers fan, like, I could probably find that dock in, like, a year for, like, $70 on eBay and have a Smash Brothers Switch.
It feels like an afterthought.
Yeah, like chances are down the line, I can probably just piece together my own Smash Brothers Switch.
Probably.
Since the console is not affected in any way.
No.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised at all if people are going to buy this bundle and just not give a shit about down the line about the exclusive stuff. So, a little disappointing there. It's just because it's the same price essentially is the Pokemon one, and the Pokemon one is so much nicer.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, a couple more things before the big announcements. Final Fantasy. This was a big announcement for me.
Yeah,
Crystal Chronicles remastered. This is my second or third favorite Final Fantasy game.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I never played Crystal Chronicles, and is it considered a good game, or is it, like, debatable? Because I feel like I saw some people criticize and saying it's not a good Final Fantasy game.
It depends on what you like for Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
My favorite Final Fantasy games are like Final Fantasy Tactics, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, because I think that Final Fantasy is not a good series.
Right.
They're just like basic turn-based RPGs. Like, they often, like, my favorite numbered Final Fantasy is Final Fantasy VIII, and that's the one that nobody likes because the system is weird, but that's why I like it, is because it's not just mindless tap X to attack.
Yeah.
So, I like Final Fantasy VIII because you can, like, break the game, like, 2 hours in and not have to, like, grind or anything.
It was nice to see that giant drop right after Chronicles, and they said that 7, 10, 10, 2...
9.
9.
And 12.
And 12 are all coming out at some point for the Switch.
Yeah, that's cool. So, it's getting a lot of... Well, so here's what happened, is basically Octopath Traveler sold ridiculously well, and they went, huh, what else can we throw on this thing real quick while we make other games for it?
It's good news.
Yeah. So, yeah, but for me, I'm most excited about Crystal Chronicles. I didn't realize that you never played it. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's like an action RPG almost, like kind of like Diablo or something like that, where it's an overhead view and you're going around fighting monsters and stuff, and the spells are, you have a circle on the ground. Everyone has a colored circle, and that's where your spell is cast. But if you it's a co-op game, and you can, like,
combine
your circles together on an enemy, and if you all choose the same spell, then it does, like, instead of fire, it does fire aga, and then instead of, like, or you can mix spells and, like, test stuff out to be like, well, what will this do?
Yeah. Well, I thought that it was awesome that they added online play into it.
Yeah. Some of my favorite memories of video games growing up are me and my friends in high school staying up all night long with 4 Game Boys and playing Crystal Chronicles online.
Why did you need Game Boys for this game?
So you could navigate the spell menus and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. That's neat.
Yeah. So it was like, because every character has their own inventory and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a really neat game. I loved it. It was really, like, that's why I always keep at least 4 Game Boy Advances around, is because, you know, now I don't need them anymore, but, because this game's coming out. I'm curious how they're going to do all the different, the menus and stuff now, though, if you're playing locally.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Maybe you can only play it locally with a Switch. Like, if everyone has their own Switch. Still easier than getting 4 Game Boys and 4 Link cables in the game and stuff. So,
yeah.
But that's really cool. I'm really excited about that. And then, as far as the basic stuff, that seems to be it. So, the real reason for this Direct, or at least what everyone thought the real reason was, is the Nintendo Online. We've talked about this endlessly for months now. Of every podcast where there's a Nintendo Direct coming up soon, we're like, surely they're going to talk about the online this time. Surely. And this was that time where they confirmed, yeah, we're going to talk about the online. Great. Can't wait. I would love to find out how this online is going to work. And also the virtual console. So, they talked about it. They had it set up in 5 different sections. First section, it was like a commercial, basically. The entire first section was, you can now play your games online. And they tried to make it really exciting.
Yeah, they just showed up, like, ARMS, Splatoon.
Yeah, and that was literally their catchphrase, and their gimmick was just like, you can now play online with your friends. And it's just like, okay.
It was a very condescending,
but it's just like, we've been doing that
summary for years of online gameplay.
We've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
So why am I going to pay for this again?
Yeah.
They didn't talk at all. Like, it was... It frustrates me because as someone in the tech industry and just, like, a hardcore gamer beyond just, like, this isn't a commercial. People, your random Joe Schmo and little Timmy... 9-year-old Timmy isn't watching the Nintendo Direct live. That's not the audience for this. This felt like something that should have aired on a Saturday morning cartoon during the commercials. What I want to know is, are the servers dedicated or not? You know, things like that. What kind of quality connections are we getting here? We're paying for this, and now I want to know how good, because they don't have a good history of online connections. So it's always been peer-to-peer, which is trash. So I want to know, we're paying now, are there dedicated servers? They didn't talk about that. So that was part one. Part two was the cloud saves.
That was just such a...
They didn't give us... Here, right off the bat, let me just say, they didn't give us any new information at all.
Nothing.
That was really the spit in the face, and that's why I'm saying, little Timmy isn't watching this, and Joe Schmo isn't watching this. They already told us all this stuff, so why are you going to act like you're going to tell us new information on this Direct, and then just tell us what you said in a tweet or whatever in the announcement that they released a week or two ago? You already announced all this information, so... Now you're just airing basically a commercial. So they talk about the cloud saves. Not compatible with a lot of games that need it most, probably. Like, Dark Souls isn't compatible. Well, great. That game's hard as fuck, and I don't want to lose my progress in it. That's one of the most important games that needs it. That was...
Well, they left out a detail that later on it was found out that is if... I don't know how true this is, but it's apparently that if you don't renew your account, they don't store your
right.
cloud saves are gone at that point.
Right.
Other services like PlayStation stores it for 6 months.
Yeah. So that's a real swell of them.
Yeah. It's just another kick in the crotch there from Nintendo when it comes to that. So after that, after the cloud save, they brought out the amazing virtual console setup.
Oh boy.
They
didn't tell us anything about it. They just showed us an image of them navigating the menu.
There were two things they told us that we did not know, which one was that you can play it anywhere.
With the caveats.
And two, they showed off the Nintendo controllers.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about those. They're $60. And honestly, the only cool part about Virtual Console when it comes to Nintendo games is that I'll be able to take them on the go. I'm not taking those controllers with me everywhere. I have my Nintendo Classic for Nintendo games at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't have to pay $60 for controllers. I already have the controllers.
Right. I'm torn on the controllers. Maybe I'll just import the Famicom ones.
Yeah.
Just for... Because they're cool.
They are neat.
And I think maybe that's what I'll do for collecting reasons and stuff. Just like, they're cool controllers to have. And it'll also solve the issue of, well, I have the Nintendo controllers too. So it's like two birds with one stone for the same price.
It does. It's important to note that they're doing such an odd thing with it. I don't know if they're trying to prevent scalping with it,
but
you have to have an account and you order it through Nintendo themselves. You're not going to go to your local Best Buy and find these in stock. You're going to have to all through Nintendo, and you have to have an account to buy them.
Well, so a lot of people are speculating that this is basically like their new My Nintendo, Club Nintendo.
Oh, you think so?
Well, because they said that was at the end of the online, they were like, oh, we got like special offers for members, and... This is clearly going to be... This is another reason why I'm tempted to buy them is because it's like it's clear that it's going to be probably like a really limited thing. And sure, $60 is like, eh. Like if they were $40, I'd buy them instantly. I'd pay $20 a piece for them. And then it's like down the line in a couple of years, I'm just going to be like, man, I wish I would have just paid that $60.
Yeah, I mean...
Now that they're impossible to get.
When you put it that way, I mean...
Yeah, it's like...
I guess the reason that I'm whatever about them is just the lineup of Nintendo games that I have to play them with so far.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, they announced the controllers, and they announced that they were really scarce on details, and people had to, like, hunt this shit down afterwards. They didn't even announce what was coming out. I had to pull up, I had to find the list.
Yeah.
Okay? And they do have it on their website now. Okay, let me pull that up here. But
we're getting 20 games initially, right? And then they're going to add 3 additional ones.
Yeah, so why don't you talk about the Virtual Console and your thoughts while I pull this up here.
Well, it seems like it's going to be a Netflix type of service where you're just going to have a menu of games you get to choose from. And you'll be able to play them. But the thing about it, that to add information, was later found out that you basically... This is what I speculated, was that you're going to have to check in every so often online.
That's a lot better than what we initially thought could happen, though.
Honestly, that if you listen back to the previous podcast, I did actually mention that was a possibility where you'd have to like log on at one point to confirm that you are still a member.
They still haven't confirmed if this is like these are permanent games or if they go away after a while.
I don't see them just randomly pulling them off. I don't see that happening.
That seems stupid because it's like, why would they bother wasting the time making them to do it?
I don't see that happening.
Okay, so here are the initial 20 games. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Soccer. Trash.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute garbage. Here's my problem, too, is I don't know who's running this department or what they're smoking over there at Nintendo headquarters. And I saw this, I did a little research for this podcast. Not really, I found it satisfying to look through this stuff. But yeah, so I went through like Reddit and stuff and read the comments afterwards. And it was pretty much across the board the same opinion, which is the opinion that I had, which is nobody is interested in playing these games anymore in 2018.
There's a reason why you go to a garage sale and if you see a sports game, it's going to be like a dollar.
Right. And people, like, I don't know if they're confusing it for, like, the NES Classic didn't have all this garbage on there.
They had one sports game on it, right?
So it was, like, mostly all quality.
Yeah.
And yeah, so nobody in 2018 is, like, sitting around with their friends like, hey, let's play a game of NES Soccer. No one's doing that.
Oh, I missed that game.
You know, it boggles the mind what they're thinking and why they think that anyone's going to be impressed by this. But anyway, here's the list. So we got soccer, you got Super Mario Brothers. This is one of the few games people will play. Legend of Zelda, that's another one. Ghosts and Goblins, that's another one. Excitebike, that's another one. So we got like 4 great games and 1 trash one. Tennis, no. Nobody's playing that. Balloon Fight, probably not. People are probably not going to play that.
I like Balloon Fight.
It's fine, but, like, are you going to play it on your Switch? Or when you're like, I got a spare 30 minutes. Am I going to play Balloon Fight or Splatoon 2?
I mean, I always play Splatoon 2.
Super Mario Bros. 3, this is the best game on there.
Yeah.
Tecmo Bowl, it's one of the best sports games on the system. Yoshi, no.
Yeah, that's the puzzle game, right?
Yeah, Donkey Kong, that's an awful port.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Ice Climber, awful game.
Not good.
Double Dragon, awful port.
Bad game.
Gradius, okay, maybe. Ice Hockey, no. Mm-hmm. Mario Bros, now this is really the top-notch, top quality. This is the one that people have been waiting for. The arcade version of Mario Bros on the NES port. It's going to be a day one download for me for sure.
Yeah.
Dr. Mario. Yeah, it's playable. It's fine. It's a good game. River City Ransom.
I was happy about that.
This is cool, especially because it's like online play.
Yeah.
So me and you are definitely going to run through that and beat that.
It doesn't come out right away, does it?
Yeah, that's a launch title.
Oh, cool.
Pro Wrestling. Absolute garbage. Absolute garbage. And baseball. Trash. You've got, out of 20 games, most of these aren't even playable anymore. Like, realistically. Most of these are not even playable anymore. I don't know what they're doing for the, manual situation either. Like, are they releasing the... Is it going to come with a download of the map that comes with Zelda? Because I can imagine that the typical... little Johnny down the street isn't going to be able to do shit in Zelda without the starting map. I mean, hell, adults, like, the starting map came with the game, so you could get started. It, like, shows you the location of a couple of hidden items and stuff, and also where to start, like, what the first dungeon is and shit. And it walks you through the game of, like, starting out. Like, this is what you should be doing.
It'd be nice if they had digital manuals available, but...
That would be great.
I doubt it.
I don't know if the NES Classic came with that down with the map. I'm not sure. We could check when we go downstairs. So, first 20 games, not great. They didn't say shit about future systems, Super Nintendo or whatever. A lot of people are speculating that they're waiting until the first year is up.
Because I said this to you. I don't know.
Did you?
Are other people saying this?
Yeah, or? I did hear this. Or maybe you did say it too. I don't know. But I've heard it a few times where it's like some people are speculating that when the first year is starting to run up, they're going to do it because they want people to renew.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's also because they don't want to step on the toes of the Super Nintendo Classic sales, maybe. I don't know. And they also probably want more fucking controllers to sell. So they don't want to do too much too soon. So they're going to wait until everyone buys their $60 NES controllers and then do the Super Nintendo ones. So yeah, they don't talk about future releases at all. On their website, though, they do announce the next 9 games and the next 3 months' worth of games. One and the same, because apparently they can only manage to squeeze out 3 NES games a month for this service. And boy, let me tell you, it's just more quality. These games are actually better than the original 20. The original 20, I cannot believe how bad it is. It's pure shovelware. The next 9 games for October, we've got Solomon's Key, which is a solid game, NES Open, Tournament Golf, which is a golf game, Super Dodgeball, which is one of my favorite NES games.
Yeah, I saw that
games.
And thought of you.
Yeah. That's a really great game. Yeah. Metroid, you know, it's a classic. It's not great, but it's a classic game. I recommend Metroid Zero Mission instead.
Yeah.
Mighty Bomb Jack, which I personally have not played, but I've heard decent things. Twinbee, which is just a shooter. Wario's Woods, you know, no, I don't think anyone's going to really care. Ninja Gaiden, classic. And The Adventures of Lolo, which is a great puzzle game. So the next 9 games are great. The problem is that they're only doing 3 games a month. At this rate, maybe the NES library will be completed by 2030. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. It's really disappointing that this is what they replaced the virtual console with.
Something else we forgot to mention.
The voice chat and the app.
they brought up the smartphone again and just...
Yeah,
they're still trying to push this app.
They're really pushing that app.
And it's, like, well known that the app is failing. No one downloads it. No one uses it. The only thing that's useful in it is Splatoon 2 is that you can get special stuff that's not available without the app. That's not really a feature. That's more of an annoyance.
It's actually a feature that they list here for the virtual console. Cheer them on with voice chat. You can use voice chat in these games via Nintendo Switch Online smartphone app. It's the next best thing to hanging out together. They also added a feature which is really strange. When playing online with the NES games, like if you're playing a one-player game, you can display a hand-shaped cursor on your friend's screen. Use it to give hints or point out strategic locations. You can even clap to congratulate them. So
I don't know. It's kind of...
I feel like we'll probably use that to, like, troll people. Yeah. I could see me just, like, constantly...
Go to this ledge over here, Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, just bizarre. Really weird. They didn't talk about... So, they just, like, breezed through this, too. Like, this is me reading the details on the website. They didn't really talk about this at all in the direct. So, yeah, And then what else did they talk about?
For the online?
Yeah. What was the fourth pillar of their 5-point presentation?
I really thought that
it was the app.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, it was the app. So they talked about the app, and they were basically just like, you can use your phone to talk to people. And it's like, cool, we haven't had that technology for 120 years.
Okay, so what we're getting from this is that Nintendo is never going to do voice chat for their games.
Never.
At least they are given the option of letting other people do it. I think that's how they've been with a lot of the system, is that they're letting third parties do whatever they want with the Switch now at this point, whatever they want to do, but Nintendo's going to still have their weird culture on their own.
Great.
So, which sucks, because it means we're never going to get, like, actual dedicated operating system features for voice chat, which is really important.
Like a party system.
I'll see friends online, and it just sucks that I can't message them and be like, yo, let's play this game.
You gotta text them.
You gotta text
your
phone. Text them with my smartphone, which is whatever, but...
Which is what I've been doing.
It's just nice when it's all built in and convenient in one location, so...
I just wish they'd be honest about it. Stop pretending like you have voice chat.
Yeah, you don't.
If I have to call someone on my phone, that's not voice chat.
No.
So stop pretending like it is. Stop pretending like you have an online system now when you don't, and it's just...
If you're going to do this shitty smartphone, at least have a good app.
Yeah.
Like, Discord, I think, has even, like, stated that they would be willing to work with Nintendo.
Yeah, so, anyway, that's the online. They didn't say shit.
No.
Now on to the big finale.
Woo!
I jokingly predicted this, as I do every Nintendo Direct. First of all, okay, so this is a cute little sequence. This is great. This was Nintendo at their best.
Yeah.
You know, the scene opens with Isabelle from Animal Crossing in the mayor's office, and, you know, just look it up, but she's talking about, she wishes she had something to do. And then she gets the letter, and it announces that Isabelle's in Smash. This is something that this wasn't a surprise to me. This is something that's been rumored for a long time. It's kind of been assumed since the last one. Like, she'll probably be in it eventually. Honestly, like, I love Isabelle, and I'm not complaining at all about the addition of her, but it would have been nice to have someone a little different, like Tom Nook or Mr. Rossetti or something. Someone who wasn't just a clone of a villager.
Well, she has her own moves.
She's a clone of Villager.
Is she?
Yeah, you just got. If you look at the moveset, she's just a clone.
She's an Echo character?
No. There's three tiers of characters with Smash Brothers. You have an original character, and then you have a clone, which is like Marth and Roy. And then you have the Echo character, which is literally the exact same character with a different skin.
Yeah.
So, like, an Echo character is like if they release Ken and Ryu, and they have the same moves.
Yeah.
But it's just like maybe Ryu's Hadouken is stronger than Ken's, and Ken's Hurricane Kick is stronger than Ryu's. Like, that's an Echo character. A clone is like something that they basically don't want to confirm exists, but it does, which is, like I said, like, Marth and Roy, or, like, how they used to have... Ganondorf has a better set now, but, like, Ganondorf and Captain Falcon. She is a clone of a Villager. Her up B, the recovery move, is basically the same. Her down B, instead of a tree, is the Gyromite that shoots up, but she buries it in the ground. Her down smash, instead of a shovel, is a bucket of water. So, yeah, she's a clone. Would have been nice to have something like Tom Nook, who probably would have, like, a unique set of moves.
At this point, I'm not really caring about...
But there's so many characters.
That's what I'm saying. They did all they could. Like,
yeah, I'm just like, whatever, cool. Isabelle and Smash, fucking sweet. I don't care. I was happy about it. I'm not complaining. If in a perfect world... It's just a shame when you have all those characters to choose from that, you know. But it's obvious, like, Isabelle is a fan favorite, so.
Yeah.
And so then they did the fake out where it's just like she's in Smash, and then everyone was like, oh, no, because they thought it was going to be the Animal Crossing announcement. But then they did announce Animal Crossing, and it was a little bittersweet because I've been waiting for this announcement. forever. I've talked about it numerous times on the podcast. It's my number one wanted Switch game. And they didn't, but the problem is that they just were like, it's coming next year. And it was just a logo. And that's fine. And thanks, I guess, for the confirmation. But it could come December 30th of 2019. And there's no, they didn't show any gameplay footage. They didn't give a release window. I don't expect a date, but just spring, fall, winter, whatever. Like, just an idea. I could have told you, I would have put money on it that, yes, in the next year and a half, we're going to get Animal Crossing. So that wasn't really what I meant when I said I want them to announce Animal Crossing. It's just, it's coming. Yeah, no shit. Animal Crossing on 3DS sold like fucking hotcakes. So obviously they're making a new one.
I think what the thing about it is that it's just, this is like the third time, or maybe even fourth, that Nintendo has announced a giant title with nothing to show for it. And it's just really contradictory because they stated multiple times that they're moving into a new, the first year of Switch, they announced the game and then 3 months later it was out.
Right.
And we got loads of it. Like when it was announced, we had gameplay footage and everything. And they said as a company that they want to do this. They don't want to just keep announcing
right
a title and then show nothing for it.
I understood why they did it for Metroid. With how long it had been and for how they've treated that franchise and how long people had been begging for it, I understand why they were like, yes, we're working on it. Animal Crossing is not a surprise. That wasn't a big shocker to me. Oh, what? They're working on it? Yeah, great. That's not what I wanted. I wanted a trailer or a, hey, it's coming in the next 6 months, or hey, it's coming in the next year, or, you know, this is what the town looks like. This is what, you know, this is your new job. You're not the mayor anymore. You're the president or something. Like, whatever. You're a fucking hobo. You come in, you know, you live in a tent when you start off. Like, I don't care. I just want some detail about it. Not, like I said, it wasn't a big surprise that they were just like, we're working on it. Yeah, great. No shit. You know, it's been, what, 6 years, 7 years since the last Animal Crossing came out, and it's just like, it's one of their top franchises because it appeals to so many people. So it always sells a lot. It's just like, we know you're working on one. This isn't, you know, people have been asking for Animal Crossing from them repeatedly for the last year. And it's just like, I think you misunderstood what people were asking for. Yeah. Not just a logo.
Yeah.
So they didn't even give us like a title. It was just like Animal Crossing 2019. Okay, cool. So, but at least I can sleep well at night knowing that it is 100% coming next year. Hopefully there's no delay. It does worry me that they didn't show any gameplay and that it's supposed to come in the next year.
Well, even the tweet, it says tentatively 2019, and it's just,
yeah,
you can tell me anything. Like, by the way, guys, it'd be the same thing if we said, by the way, we're working on a new Mario. We're working on a new Zelda.
Right, exactly. Well,
like, it just shows a quip of the present going, there is a new Zelda. It's like, great. We know. Yeah. So
we've got new Joy-Cons in the works.
Overall, it really wasn't a bad direct. Like, I think it, like, it really had a lot of great stuff in there. I think just the way that they presented it and the way that they've been talking about online this entire time has just been really disingenuous.
Yeah.
And that's the issue with everything. They keep holding out information on it and making it seem like it's a big deal, and then when they reveal information, they give us nothing. It's just, if it's going to be a shit service, then fine. But then fine. Don't make us, like,
yeah,
think that it's going to be so much bigger.
Don't make it a big deal.
Yeah, like, if the how shady they've been through the whole process of it, it just screams that, how can we justify charging people $20 a year for this? Is all it screams to me.
They've had it, well, you know what's really weird is that it took them an extra year.
This is what we get a year later.
Yeah, it's like you needed an extra year for this.
Yeah,
what are you even? Where did the year go?
It just feels like that they had much more in mind and they just shit the bed with it, and they just
yeah
didn't come up with anything or couldn't agree to something. And they're tired of buying themselves more time for it. So they're like, fine, we got to go ahead and start charging for this now. So what do we have? What do we have that's ready? We got some NES ROMs.
Real quick before we close this up, did you ever hear the story about how some people like dug into the files on the Wii and looked into like metadata of the Virtual Console games, and they were literally ROMs from illegal websites that they just downloaded? Like, it had like, because when you go into a ROM or like whatever, you can, some hackers and stuff will like,
they'll add a signature to it.
Yeah, they'll add a signature and stuff, and like this wasn't the source code for the NES games. They were the source codes from ROMs that had been online, from like free ROMs.
Yep.
So
pretty great.
That's what they were charging $5 a person or $5 a game for back then. It's just literally ROMs that they uploaded on. They just put in a NES emulator on the Wii and literally just uploaded ROMs and trickled them out. By the way, like, that's the thing. It's three a month now. It's even slower than before. And before, we used to make jokes about it being slow. They used to joke all the time at how fucking slow the Wii U Virtual Console was and stuff. And it's just like, it's even worse now. At least before, they were doing one a week. Like, this is absurd.
Yep.
So, I don't know. They need to do what I've said that they should do for a while now, which is release the NES and Super Nintendo Classic Pack on the system. Release it for $60, or if you don't even want to do a compilation, just release it an NES pack for $60 and a Super Nintendo pack for $60. Release the ROMs.
Give us the ROMs.
Give us the ROMs.
You've locked him up hostage now.
Man, since hacking my PSP and 3DS, it's a changed world out there.
It is.
It's a changed world. I'm having a lot of trouble even just finding like basic stuff, like just first party games, or like, you know, I was trying to find Initial D for the PSP. It's a Japanese game, so it's like, you know, there's not even anybody over here like knocking it down for copyright or whatever, because it's like an international game. Had so much trouble finding it. I really did. And yeah, it's a changed world. All those ROM sites, MU Paradise, Free ROMs, all that shit, they still are up, but then you go to download the game and it's just like unavailable.
Yeah, they took them all down.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Times are changing, boy.
This sucks. It's just, we're willing to pay for these games too. That's what's frustrating about about all this. It's just that I don't want to steal games. I'm perfectly happy paying for them.
I'm going to sleep comfortably tonight knowing that baseball for the NES is going to be on my Switch on Tuesday. So, on that note, do you have anything to add or say to the people before we go?
I'll see you all online on Mario Brothers 2. Okay. Mario Brothers on Tuesday, everybody. So.
I was going to say Mario Brothers 2 is not in that.
No,
list,
it's not in there.
Which is weird.
And, yeah. But Mario Brothers online play, come at me. Here we go.
All right. Okay, so on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. And
it's weird. We actually do have listeners. So those of you out there, we do see these numbers pop up, and thank you for actually listening to us.
Yes,
it means a lot.
We do appreciate it. I like to sit alone at night with a glass of wine and stare at the subscriber numbers, and sometimes I do touch myself in a sexual manner while staring at the subscriber numbers. So thank you.
All right, then.
I appreciate it, and... you know, if you made it this far, you should subscribe. If you're not subscribed, so get on that Podbean, that Stitcher, that Google Podcasts, and that Apple iTunes, and hit that subscribe button. Follow us on the old Twitter at the_GameBoys with a Z.
Give us a call at 1-900-GameBoys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll be seeing you around. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.